Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
I don't know what happened. There was like a little delay. I was like, good afternoon, darling. How art thou?
I'm wonderful.
Nice to hear. Got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put on my readers. I'm a woman of a certain age. Good? No bueno.
Okay. So.
Yep, I promise I had it up a minute ago. All right. Would you rather get trapped in the middle of a food fight or a water balloon fight?
Food. Throw it over there.
I knew you were gonna I knew you were gonna say that.
I don't need no water.
Water smarter.
That just goes. I was saying before we started, it's like, yeah, they're gonna get to go along on our journey since it's video this season. Go on the journey of the incredible shrinking woman, because that is, you know, now they're gonna hold me accountable. But yes, I must
detox. Do it backwards.
But until then, I'm gonna be up in that food fight.
You are so silly. Speaking of decreasing busts, I am in a triple D.
Oh, triple D. I love triple D.
Father in heaven. But I am, like, you ever see the person who has the bra on and this part is
the
spilling
muffin,
out?
The muffin top.
Yeah.
Is this muffin? That muffin? I don't know. The spillage.
Yeah, would this be the cupcake?
Yeah. Ooh, cupcake.
Because I've been to Murgatroyd. I can't with this one.
I'm going to.
But yeah,
triple D.
Can you tell? Do they look triple D-esque? Anyway.
Okay, so
you're going with the food?
I'm definitely going with the food.
I'm going with the food only because I cannot stand having on wet clothes. Like, the thought of that makes me go, ugh. Like, I can't stand it. Like, whenever I'm watching a movie or something and they, like, get into a pool or, you know, like, something happens and they're drenched and that shirt's sticking and those jeans especially. Ooh. Girl, I'm coming out them clothes immediately.
So, Friends, when Ross had those plastic, those pants on, when he had those.
Just a thought.
Who was it in leather? I don't know. He got stuck in the pants trying to put baby powder.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that one.
Oh, no. Yeah, he was on a date. I think he was at a girl's house, and he went into the bathroom. And I don't remember how he got that way. But, yeah, so he got his pants stuck because he had on, I guess it was the pleather or whatever. And so he called one of his friends.
Of course.
Like, how do I fix this? And one of them was like baby oil. Another one was like baby powder. So he's just the big old.
Oh my gosh. I do remember the episode where he whitened his teeth for the girl. And then when she turned off the lights, his teeth were.
Oh.
Classic. Okay. So we have the same answer just for different reasons, which is hilarious. Okay. Would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat or never eat meat again?
Another easy one. Never eat meat again. As much as I love food, but the freshest I want mine is Walmart. Like, I don't need to know I know it was alive, but I don't want to see it. I don't want it to look like what it used to be.
I get the concept of farm to table, but I don't want to eat my food farm to table. Give me all of that shit that they put in it before I don't like, when you can taste the gaminess of it takes for me. Now, I get there are obviously people who love farm to table or to butcher their own or to get their meat directly from a farm. Nah, I need mine in styrofoam and plastic.
Yeah, I don't know if I would mind the, like I said, the taste or thought about it being fresh. I'm just not going to do it. Like, you know, you can kill it, my neighbor next door. prep it, make it look like I got it from Walmart.
Yeah.
And I'll be okay. Cause I don't need all those preservatives anyway. I would be, yeah. I don't know, it'd be healthier. Yeah. But if it's out to, it's up to me to go out and hunt in the hunter gatherer.
Yeah.
I'm just gathering some nuts, some seeds, some fruits.
I would not have survived that era when they had to hunt and
get stuff. Wasn't built like that. I was not built like that. Nah. I would have invented vegetarian.
I'm with you on that. I wouldn't be able to hunt my own food. And,
Moving right along. Valentine's Day! Yay! Did you give me something? You say your presence is the present?
Yes. Every year, though, I do... I do Valentine's Day baskets for the girls. I do Valentine's Day, and I also do Easter. And on the green holiday, I make green breakfast.
Ooh.
Not very appetizing to look at, but it's fun. But yeah, I did not. Next year, though, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I got
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. I love how I'm trying to take you out. Because some people have. But Valentine's Day, see, that's another thing, is these holidays. You know, Valentine's Day is all lovey-dovey, all that. But, you know, it didn't start out that way.
No, it did not.
Right? It started out with some dudes getting murdered. It's like, how did that turn into a celebration of sorts?
So, yeah, what do you know the background of Valentine's Day?
Well, let's see here.
I know she does know.
No, I don't know. No. But it says it actually started, it's dark past. It's like the Roman celebrations were violent. It's like from February 13th to 15th, they celebrated Lupercia, and I'm Celia, I don't know. I meant to look it up so I could pronounce it correctly. However, it says the men sacrificed a goat and a dog, then whipped women with the hides of the animals they had just slain.
What the?
The Roman romantics were drunk. They were naked. And the young women would line up for the men to hit them because they believe it would make them fertile.
What?
Exactly.
Doesn't it amaze you when you think about, like, just the common sense of it all? Like, what?
But a dog and a goat, and you're going to whip me with the hides.
But you thought getting your ass whooped was going to make you fertile? Like... There had to have been one chick who's on the side like, that don't even sound right to me.
You know, I think sometimes it's when people make incorrect inferences. Like, somebody got whipped with the hide of a cat and a dog, and then she happened to be pregnant,
right? So
it's like,
ooh,
that's what did it. And she told all her stupid friends,
and they were all like, ooh girl, yeah. Like,
what?
Me, I'm next. And who wants all them damn kids?
Right? Like,
I'm in the other line.
Right, I'm definitely standing to the side like, y'all crazy. Y'all are crazy.
Valentine's Day, just the whole concept of love, it'll make you cuckoo.
It can.
It'll do it.
Especially if it's not reciprocated properly.
Yeah. I don't ever want to get married on Valentine's Day. Like, it's too much. It's kudos to everyone who got married on Valentine's Day, but it's a lot.
Well, maybe it's like having a birthday next to Christmas. You know, you don't
want that either.
You don't want the gifts. You know, is that?
Yeah. I don't know. Valentine's Day to me, it's just such a made up. I mean, I guess no more or less than Christmas.
Don't get me started on made up holidays.
Pagan holiday. But yeah, I feel like. If you died on Valentine's Day, you probably deserve it.
Stop it. No, because again,
they're just jokes.
They're just jokes. So there's one, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah.
Like, now, this one I thought was interesting. It's like,
massacre implies a whole bunch of people.
Says, as morning broke on Valentine's Day in Prohibition era Chicago in 1929, four gangsters enter the hangout of the mobster Bugs Moran.
I love those names.
Right. It says possibly under orders of rival mobster Al Capone. So they raided and opened fire on Moran's henchmen, killing seven in a shower of bullets. It's just so
They make it sound so pretty. Yeah.
A bullet.
Like someone just took them and sprinkled them over top.
Bullets for everyone. It said that the shooting became known as the St. Valentine's Day Massacre and was orchestrated to look like a police raid. It says no one was ever indicted, although Capone was strongly suspected to have masterminded the hit. So why did he do it on Valentine's Day? Did somebody steal this girl?
Were they even fucking with Valentine's Day back then? Did it just happen on the 14th?
We got available.
Right.
You know, like, I ain't doing nothing on the 14th.
It's a Tuesday of 1929. You know who would love this story? Like, oh my gosh. It's imperative that we bring Danny on as a guest one day. Her knowledge of history is amazeballs. Like, she is a true history buff. I digress.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it was necessarily planned to be on Valentine's Day. And if it was, it was simply to add more oomph to it. You know what I mean? It's bad enough we killed people, but we did it on Valentine's Day. So it'll always go down in history as a Valentine's Day massacre.
Ooh, that's smart. Yeah. That was good marketing.
It very much so. Somebody thought that through. Somebody gave that thought.
All right. That's another good one. That was 1929, but I'm going to go back further than that.
My grandma's 12.
What?
Yeah, she was born in 17.
She know Al?
Huh?
Did she know Al?
She better not have it. 12.
Bugs. She's running numbers.
She better not have.
Running numbers for him. All right. 1779.
Girl, you went bank.
You know, like who?
As down south would say, you went bank.
Oh. Don't talk about us.
You went way back.
Way back. But who thought to look up these things? Like, is a statistician? No. The people who go back and get all of this history data is like at the sports games and they're like, you know, this is like.
Isn't that a statistician?
Statistician.
Statistician. Here we go.
I can't do it, but I can say
it. You know we're not just going to talk about it afterwards.
He's a statistician.
Is it a statistician?
Yeah, I don't know. That's stupid. I don't want that job. I don't want to go back and look at old stuff just to get.
Yeah. Some people just love the art of research, though.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd have to.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because I just Googled it. Somebody else did the work. I just hit Google. But yeah, 1779, Captain James Cook. You know, he was an explorer.
Okay.
He was a famous explorer.
Back then, isn't that the only job there was? Couldn't you only be an explorer?
No, you could change the chamber pot. What would you rather?
I'll go out to sea, please. My luck, I'll get out on a boat and I'll make you change the fucking pot on the boat.
So evidently, I guess he was supposed to have been like a good guy, like a friend to the people. I guess he must have been in Hawaii. Because evidently he went from Newfoundland to New Zealand to Alaska, and one of his boats was stolen. So
still a boat.
What? It was a rowboat. I don't know. It said, but to retaliate, he kidnapped a Hawaiian king.
Girl.
Kalaniopuupu. What are these names? I wrote it Kalaniopuupu. Anyway, so we held him hostage. So the people did take revenge on him once he reached the island of Ha'ala Kekoko.
I know there's another story you could have found. I know there is.
But this one's good. Well, it's not good. It's bad.
If you get to it, yes.
But when he killed him, okay, is that when he arrived at the foreigner, the foreigners found that he had shot a local chieftain. So he bust out his gun, his little pellet gun, whatever they had back then. He shot one
man.
They
have muskets?
Oh, God.
17. Like, no, that was even before. Yeah. They had to stop, put the powder in.
Right. Like, as it says, he shot one man dead. But before he could reload.
Right.
He was clubbed on the head and stabbed repeatedly before dying in knee-deep waters.
Damn.
Right. So who would
you got knocked over the head then?
And then you drown. And then you turn in knee deep. Who? I don't know. How do you know?
He didn't stand a chance after getting clubbed over the head. And damn that weapon, because if he could have reloaded faster, he'd have lived a lot longer.
But one shot, that's all you get, and then you gotta re-put the...
That's what I'm saying. Yes, I'm sure someone will let me know, and please do. But I think they literally had to, like, put powder in and all that stuff.
That's why everybody fought in the rows. And, you know, you shoot, and then somebody comes forward, right, while you back there.
Right, reloading. And then eventually it got, hey, we need to put this in something. Because this is taking way too long. And now you got mass shootings.
You know what? They should say we go back to having to reload.
A lot more people would survive. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Hmm. One person's going to get got if their aim is on.
Yeah. So that's maybe something we should go back to. Yeah.
Okay. Are we happy Oscar Pistorius is out? Speaking of Valentine's Day murders, he killed his girl on Valentine's Day.
Well.
With no legs.
Why did he have legs?
Oscar Pistorius would not have been a story if he had legs. Stop it. This is only a story. There were only news cameras in because he didn't have legs and he was an Olympic runner. Had he had two legs,
we wouldn't know anything about him.
This would just be another. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because he did just get out. Yeah, so
Murderer's intent, killed could have been an accident.
So did they go with killed?
I mean, he was convicted of murder.
But they can't convict you of killing.
No, not unless they prove intent.
Saying. Well, but I'm saying,
or it could be like an involuntary manslaughter.
Sounds so intentional, but kill because the story goes, he woke up in the middle of the night, heard something, thought it was someone who broke into the house, shot through the bathroom door. Mm-hmm. And she became killed.
She became not alive.
Right. So, I mean, they found him guilty, and they have to use the word murder because nobody's found guilty of killing. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking because I didn't follow it closely. Is it the same thing? Did they say, like, he didn't intend for her to become dead, but because of his actions, she did, therefore he's guilty? Like,
that would be a manslaughter. That's not murder. You killed someone. You see what I'm saying? Well, okay. It's all in the intent.
Because manslaughter versus murder. Okay.
Yeah. There's murder 1, 2, and 3. Murder 1 is you. I'm just guessing. Murder 1, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the lesser murder.
No. Murder 1 is the big murder. The big murder. That's the show's intent. You planned it. Okay. Right. Murder 2 is you killed somebody. But it wasn't your initial intent. But it happened.
I was just gonna jack him up.
Right.
I got a little carried away.
Okay. And third degree murder, I don't know definitively. Third degree
is less than 1 and 2.
Is less than yeah.
So do you know what he got? I don't know.
But no. If I'm not mistaken. I think it was first degree.
Yeah, I didn't have that. But yeah, so he killed her on February 14th, 2013.
Yeah.
And he was released on parole January 5th of 2024.
Did you say 20
and 24?
Okay.
But he's on parole until 2029.
Yeah. He's also not allowed to speak to the media about the case.
Really?
Yeah, he's not allowed to speak to the media. And I think the intent there is so that he cannot profit from it. Talk shows and all that stuff, podcasts and all that stuff generates income if you do it right.
Yeah, well, then sometimes people like OJ, I thought like her people got money from the money he made off of that.
That's a civil suit.
So he was
found not guilty of the murder, but in the civil suit, they found convincible evidence that he could have been responsible for it.
What's the opposite of civil? I'm gonna get the lips right.
Criminal.
Criminal. It has to be proved without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes. Right?
Okay, but the criteria is lesser for civil. Okay, so even though it's for the same thing. You know, they didn't have to prove it as much. So, okay. Right.
They didn't have to prove he did it. They just needed to show that he could have done it. Reasonable? That he could have been responsible.
Could have been. Yeah.
Not even that he did it, but he could have been responsible. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So we're learning.
Reasonable doubt is what he got off on. Oh. Because Johnny Cochran said, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty then. Well, yes.
Let me find out. My paralegal background just came into play.
That's what I was thinking of. I was like, you know what? That school, it did you some good.
It did. Wish it was not 20 some odd years ago. But yeah. No, half of that is because I watch Murder, Death, Kill all day.
Well, that's true too. Mm-hmm. That's true too.
But yeah, and all right, real quick on that Oscar Pistorius, I kind of sort of see why he was found guilty. Like, okay, so you thought someone broke in the house and hid in the bathroom?
And then like, is it the bathroom's on the other side of the bed?
I think the bathroom was on his side, right?
But it wasn't the same side as the door. That was my understanding. The door was, to come into the bedroom. Right. Yeah. So you would have had to walk past the bed, the people laying in the bed to get into the bathroom. Yeah, why are you having
that? And not only that, if I'm in bed with my significant other and I hear someone for what sounds like someone in the house, the first thing I'm doing is checking. You didn't even check for her?
Maybe
you just started shooting.
Maybe she didn't usually sleep over.
No, didn't they live together?
I hope not. I think
they lived. Maybe we should do better.
a little more research. But yeah, but either way, yeah, if you were sleeping with someone, but yeah, I didn't think about that. Who hides in the bathroom?
Yeah, with the door shut.
And you just blasted through there?
Right. Did you not give any warnings? Hey, I have a weapon. I'm about to start shooting.
See, that's why they got it.
He didn't have very good defense. But the fact that he's only on paper till what, 29?
Yeah.
I mean, it's five more years. Yeah, 5 more years, and he'll be off, and he'll be free to strap on some legs and run again.
Stop it. I'm sure he's got legs again.
Oh, I know. He has legs. I'm talking about he has special ones for running. He doesn't have the same legs for walking and running, Keish. Oh, Lake Shea.
Oh, Lake Shea. You know, runner.
Bang, bang, bang. No, silly. He has different legs for the track field. He got those ones that look like metal.
Yes, that's all I've seen. I didn't think he didn't have them. I just never thought that he did. Bouncy feet.
That's all right.
Boing, boing.
That's all right.
What else you got? Please get me out of this.
Yeah. You want to go to the next one or... I brought up Pistorius.
Well, I'm in the Wayback Machine.
Yes.
So I'm going back to 1820. Charles Ferdinand. You know Ferdinand.
That sounds Ferdinand. Way back in the and the way you said it.
Ferdinand. He was the Duke of Berry.
Yeah, the Duke.
The son of French King Charles the X.
Ma'am,
go ahead. Isn't that 10? It said he was the son of King Charles X.
Is he kin to Nas X? Malcolm X?
Could be. Oh, gosh. But he was assassinated by a Bonapartist. And as I was just looking the other day at a show, my husband's watching it. I just happen to be in the room. Mm-hmm. But it was talking about Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh.
Napoleon. Yeah, and that is related. A Bonapartist is someone who's a follower of...
Someone who picks apart bones?
Bonapartist. Okay, side note. I asked my husband, we were talking about something the other day. We saw these coins in the case there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah. What's the person who collects coins? He was like, a coin collector? I was like, you know what? Because there's a word for it.
Is there?
Yeah. Yes.
I really didn't know that.
But if I'm telling you it's a person who collects coins and you think I didn't know to say coin collector.
But what's the name? Do you know?
I don't remember. It's something silly that it should just be coin collector, but it's not a real name. Like a stamp collector has some crazy name. Okay. Yeah, somebody will tell us. Anyway, a Bonapartist.
Yes.
Someone who follows Napoleon Bonaparte. Is that right? No, I can't even say.
Okay. Kind of like a, I gotcha. Like Beyonce has people, the Beehive. He's got Bonapartists.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so he was leaving the opera house with his wife. and he was stabbed and mortally wounded on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I guess they had to say mortally wounded because stabbed, you can survive that. I know.
Different episode.
Yeah, I never told you my ex-boyfriend stabbed me in the shoulder.
On Valentine's Day?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you did mention
that. Yeah. Okay, go.
But anyway, no, he was killed on Valentine's Day. But the people wanted to restore the House of Bonaparte. Yeah, like.
But does it say who killed him?
Yeah, some dude.
Like it wasn't a chick who was mad.
I know, right? Because he was out with his wife.
Farting somebody else. I'm just saying.
Because he was out with his wife on Valentine's Day at the opera. But no.
And some guy killed him?
Yeah, some guy.
It was her side piece.
Oh. Oh.
They had side pieces back then.
In 1820.
Listen. Side pieces, side chicks. Others have been around
forever,
for as long as forever. Humans have been around. I guarantee you there was Adam, Eve, and
Steve?
Jasmine? Steve, Jack, whatever. Carol, whatever. I guarantee you that back then, no. I mean, look at the Bible. Everybody had side pieces. Like,
is it Bathsheba?
Listen, don't you get me struck by lightning. You know
I don't know. I don't know. The name just came up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that Jezebel? Is it Jezebel?
That's Jezebel. Yeah, Jezebel. Jezebel.
Oh, she's a side piece. King David had some side pieces.
But isn't Jezebel from the Bible? Isn't that where people got the term Jezebel for people who just be out here in these streets?
Yeah.
Or streets, depending on where you come from.
But yeah, that is where it comes from.
Yes.
Scandalous.
Old Jezebel.
Scandalous. All right, I'm not going to Wayback Machine anymore.
Okay. What is her name? Stacy Showick, the lady in Atlanta who hired the bodyguard to kill her husband on Valentine's Day. Wasn't that her fifth husband?
She said she told her husband she wanted to meet in the park to exchange Valentine's Day clothes.
I love you so much. Aww.
But like, do you know the name, what the, her trainer, what he went by, the name he went by?
It was some corny shit. Hold on.
I got it. He was her gym instructor.
Yeah.
And his name was, do you want to give it to you?
I know it was Reginald Coleman, but he went by some crazy shit.
Mr. Results.
Mr. Results, y'all. And he gave results, all right.
He did. Mm-hmm. Like, oh gosh, that is crazy. Because the husband, evidently, I don't know if he's a good guy or not, but he adopted her 3 kids. It's like, dude, ma'am, have you never heard of divorce? Have you ever heard of just leaving?
See, but not when money's involved. That's the problem. These life insurance policies are written for astronomical amounts. And sometimes it's not even an astronomical amount, right? $100,000, $200,000.
Let's see. She paid him
$100,000, if I'm not mistaken, or offered him, said she was gonna, or $10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah. I can spend $10,000 in the next 30 seconds. Easily.
Yeah, 10,000. What's the cost of a life? Well, what's the cost of your life? Because if you get caught.
Now you're not if.
It's, yeah.
Most times it's when.
But yeah, $10,000.
And ma'am, you're on your fifth husband. Do you not know you're the first person they're looking at? And what the hell happened to all her other ones? I would love to know that.
Excavating some.
Mr. Results. Yeah. To murder her fifth.
That is ridiculous.
You can try and make me understand people's motives for stuff like that. I don't know that homicide is ever justifiable. Mm-hmm. Aside from fucking with my kids.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
I might go ahead and catch that. I might have to catch that.
No doubt.
What you got?
I gave you the last. No, you gave me the last. Okay. All right. Here's a good one. It says Larry Paul McClure. I'm so good. McClure. Senior.
You have to put your shoulders back.
McClure. And his 2 daughters killed this dude on Valentine's Day in 2019. He was the boyfriend of one of his daughters.
I just knew you were going to say of his wife or something.
No, no. The boyfriend of one of his daughters, after they killed the dude and hit him and did whatever, him and that daughter got married. Granted, but she had been adopted by someone else. So he had been in her life the whole time.
Hold on. This, a man and his two biological daughters. Okay. Killed the boyfriend of one of the biological daughters. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then the biological daughter married the biological father.
Correct.
In what state? Alaska.
What? Did I even have that in here?
Westva. Where did this happen?
Oh, gosh. I didn't put it because the guy was from Minnesota, but I don't think they were in Minnesota when they did.
I'm just trying to figure out. Like,
yes, absolutely. However, she was adopted.
Right. So she didn't know him
time. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, but now she knows he's dad before she marries him because her adoptive parents were like, we didn't raise her to be like that. Like, they apologize. Like, we're sorry. We didn't raise her to be like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean.
But she still had her daddy's genes.
Yeah.
Just because you raised her that way. Daddy was she in her still, jeans. That's kind of like we were talking. That's not gross, but funny. That's funny. Yeah. But I mean, it's like we were talking about, though, people who genetics, plastic
yeah.
surgery.
Yeah, it's still.
You can look all pretty on the outside because still. Of that plastic surgery. But you're ugly still on the inside.
Because, yeah, you think about it, like, okay, why had she been adopted out? Like, why didn't he have her?
Yeah.
Because obviously he's a rotten person.
Right.
But to get together and now you got her committing murder? Like, what? Gosh.
And it prompts the question, clearly she had some type of tendency in her.
Yeah.
Because both of them for that matter.
You can't just walk into me like, let's murder somebody. Like, okay.
Yeah. You have to have the proclivity to... Watch me. You have to have the proclivity to do that.
Right, to do it.
Yeah.
But
that's crazy to me.
It is. But then you marry this man who you know is your biological father.
Yeah. But I see what you're saying about them not knowing one another, her not considering, even though she knew he was bio dad, she didn't see him in any way as dad. Like we're like, ugh. Like I couldn't even imagine that. But I don't really know how to respond to that.
Yeah. I don't either.
And people who bring their kids into shit like that, like, you know, I watch Snapped all day, every day. And there is nothing worse than when I see, and this isn't even necessarily Valentine's Day, but the ones where, you know, the chick is trying to kill the husband. And it's usually the chick trying to kill the husband, not the other way. Well, Snap is women killing men. But side note, have you noticed that recently on Snap, they've been showing, like, neighbors killing neighbors, and it's not even anything, like, romantic. It's just neighbors who snapped. I'm like,
I switch around, so I'm watching everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you want the murder for
stick to what you're famous for, Snap. But then there's Constance Tomic, not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, in Indiana, paid her daughter's friend to shoot her husband on Valentine's Day. But wait,
there's more.
Scream. What? How much did she pay? $180.
Stop it.
Yes. Pay this kid.
The kid. Okay.
Yeah.
But
$180?
$180. Well, you can't even buy a new game system.
Nope. You can't even buy two games for the game system you may have.
She gave him something else.
You can't get a good pair of fucking Jordans.
She gave him something else on the side. That was just the cash.
But I mean, you've ruined this kid's entire life because you wanted your husband dead. And it's like you said, didn't want to just leave him. There was no other way for you to get.
But that's a whole nother. What Valentine's Day again, that's a Valentine's Day murder. That's rude.
Yeah.
That's just rude.
It really is.
Can't do it on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I always say the perfect time to get away with murder is New Year's and Independence Day, 4th of July. Because it's already shots all over the time anyway, you know? So leave Valentine's Day.
You're talking about if you just shoot
somebody. Perfect time to shoot somebody.
Yeah. Like,
Like, nobody thought anything of it.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day, I'm all happy. I'm in love.
Leave the Valentine's next thing you know, Day sacred.
Yeah, right? That's just
rude.
That's just rude.
It is rude. I feel like people do it on, like I said, in the massacre one. I think people do it on that day as a way for other people to always have that ingrained in their head. Like, his family will never have a Valentine's Day where they don't talk about, you remember Ron?
That is so horrible.
Stacy, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And hit this kid's family and the daughter. What did you do to your daughter?
Yeah.
Your daughter's friend. Like,
It's so selfish.
It's selfish and
very
sad.
Selfish.
I am going all over the place.
You got more.
I do, but you can more. Go to
no, one. I don't. Mine is last because I don't have any other murders.
Murder. That reminds me of my niece coming home from work. She used to work overnight, and she was on her way home from work and passed by a sign, and I guess she was so sleepy and so tired, she was like, what does that say, murder? And the sign said something like, are you injured? And she saw,
are you murdered? Yeah, so being tired can do some things. Like, yes. I think I told you the time my daughter was at the she was at the eye doctor, and this was her checkup. Everybody had to go there after their surgery for their checkup. So all of these people had surgery like the day before, and they had to come in and get seen by the doctor. And so I'm sitting there with her because I'm the designated chauffeur and I'm tired. So I look over and I see a sign on this door, and I was like, oh, that's nice. They got a place for them to lay down after this. And the sign read, restroom. Made perfect sense to me.
Oh my gosh.
You need to rest after that procedure.
So I was looking. And I literally can't even find my notes.
You know what?
Fun fact though, I did find that for Valentine's Day, the Bronx Zoo lets you name a roach after your sweetheart.
That's gonna give you that.
Oh, girl, you gotta be quicker.
You gotta be quicker than that. But no, you're from New York, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not from the city. Before know. Somebody's like, she ain't from New York, she's from Middletown. Yeah, I'm not from the city.
You had trees? You had trees?
Yeah, trees. Right. There are trees and grass in the city.
I don't know.
Oh, yes. It's not all just brick and mortar.
That's what I thought. It's just a whole bunch of tall stuff. But anyway, the Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo, you can name a roach after your sweetheart. Because what they say, it's for $15, and evidently they've been doing this for years. So for $15, you can name a Madagascar hissing cockroach after your special someone. It said it's a gift designed to last, because after all, roaches are forever.
They sure are. Yo, I don't know. I don't know how and why. You know, the other thing up in New York, we don't have water bugs, or at least not where I lived. I'd never seen a water bug until I moved here. Even when I lived in Miami, I saw plenty of lizards.
Oh, yeah.
But I had never seen a water bug. So my youngest, whenever she would see one when she first got here, she would scream out, there's a roach! There's a roach! And I'm like, don't do that. It's a water bug. She's like, but it's a roach! It is. But it's not the same kind of roach you're thinking of, so please don't scream out, there's a roach in our house. Like, let's...
Because I'm from here, so I grew up in public housing. But my thing is...
Oh, no, I'm getting wrong. I've seen
it's
roaches.
It's a cockroach versus a water bug. Is there a difference, or is it the same?
The cockroaches are super tiny and hard to catch. You've never a cockroach. They're like this
big. I thought cockroaches were this big.
No, that's a water bug. I don't know the exact name. What the fuck? I don't know the exact name of them.
Yeah, like the water bug. I thought it's interchangeable. A roach. I guess. I thought.
Yeah, it's definitely name. Not a cockroach though. Cockroaches.
But a roach. You know, that's a roach. Yeah. But I was like, cockroach.
Wait, how
many? I mean, anything other than I thought there was roaches and there's cockroaches. I didn't know the concept of, we didn't, I don't think we called them water bugs. I thought we called them cockroaches.
Oh.
So are they like three different small, medium, large roach?
See, I always thought even the roaches were cockroaches.
Oh, no. I thought you'd be big to be a cockroach.
So like maybe the babies are roaches and the parents are cockroaches and
well,
there's
a water
bug? Every
roach grows into a big roach.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like there's, are we really philosophizing about roaches? Is philosophizing a word?
I don't know, but maybe we should murder.
That doesn't sound.
That'll get us back on target. Philosophizing?
Yeah, I don't think that's a word.
Philosophizing.
I don't think. Don't slap me.
No, you're the one who freezing people.
Yeah. Mm. I can't freeze myself. Yeah, I don't think that's a. I don't know.
But yes, we are seriously having a conversation
about roaches. Suffice it to say, if I see one, even on Valentine's Day, I'm a murderer. Whether it's a roach, a cockroach,
or a water bug, it's getting got.
Any kind of bug
is getting next.
This has been our Valentine's Day episode because I fear we're just going to go further and further into roaches and bugs and different ways to get rid of them. Boric acid. Have you ever used boric acid to get rid of? Yeah.
No,
I kind of feel like it was maybe like way back in the day, a home remedy. But I feel like I was young, so I don't remember if it was me making that up or if that was true.
Just making stuff up. Anybody know how to get rid of roaches? Let us know.
Yeah. You know, I better not say that.
Don't
one
do that.
It's going to get
Don't
me in
that.
Trouble.
I'm just going to keep going. But on that note,
you didn't wear your Valentine's Day socks.
Oh, let's hold on. I got some socks on.
Yeah.
Can you
get,
see them?
You get
no.
A forever on the color.
They're pink or purplish. Yeah. So, yeah.
I got roller skate. Roll bounce.
Roll
y'all.
Bounce.
Roll bounce.
Yeah, we forgot our sock cam. Yeah.
We have to do better.
We got to do better.
All right, so on that note.
On that note, so if you have anything to add, if we missed some murders or got our stats wrong, we're
maybe
always welcome to hear from you.
Or maybe you're in prison and you killed someone on Valentine's Day.
And we neglected to shout
you
out.
And you did not get your shine. Holla at us. Clearly you can't call. But you must have access to a computer. Maybe you've smuggled in a phone. Listen, we are for the masses.
That's right. We want to hear from
you. We are
you.
For the masses.
However, you got to get the word out.
Happy Valentine's Day and don't kill your mate.
That's the moral of the story.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.